Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Dana Schaffman. I will be your cruise director for this awesome installment of The Daily Complaint. I welcome all of you who are listening to us live, as well as all of those who are listening to us later. And I welcome all of you who are listening for the first time. Congratulations in taking the very first step forward in knowing your rights and asserting your rights. And for those of you who are listening for the second, third, fifth, tenth, twelfth time, I commend you as well, if not more, for not only taking the first steps, but truly committing to knowing your rights and asserting your rights. As I said, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of End Consulting, just a fancy way of saying I own End Consulting. End Consulting brings to you The Daily Complaint normally every weekday at 8:30 a.m. West Coast, California Pacific Time, which happens to be 11:30 a.m. East Coast, New York Eastern Time. However, if for those of you who listened to yesterday's show or just joining us for the first time, you're going to notice that if you're listening live, it is not 8:30 a.m. West Coast. It is 9:30 a.m. West Coast or 12:30 a.m. East Coast. So we are playing around with some of our broadcasting times. I apologize for those of you who enjoy listening live and at our scheduled time. But we've been doing some research and we're trying to figure out if there's a time slot that works better for our consumers and our listeners. So bear with us through this week as we play around a little bit. We're actually supposed to do 10 o'clock in the morning all of this week. Well, shall I say Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. However, I realized I have an appointment at 10:30 this morning, so I had to back it out to 9:30 this morning. So like I said, we're going to air somewhere between the 8:30 and 10 o'clock hour for the next couple days. Actually, tomorrow should be 10 a.m., and then we're going to play with it a little bit next week and see what gives our listeners or our consumers the best shot at knowing their rights and asserting their rights. So again, bear with us as we experiment a little bit, but truth be told, I don't think I'm telling you anything you probably haven't already guessed. You don't have to listen live. You can listen at your leisure or leisure anytime you want from our show page at thedailycomplaint.com, which means that our research actually proves that most of you don't listen live. You listen generally in the evenings is when most of our listeners listen, when they get home from work, when they can't sleep because they've got issues with their mortgage or their loans or their consumer rights are being violated. So we recognize that most of our listeners, and we're extremely grateful for our listeners, we recognize that most of you listen at your leisure or leisure. So reality is it probably doesn't matter whether we air at 8:30 West Coast, at noon East Coast, at 10 West Coast, at 1 East Coast. Reality is most of you listen when you want to. That's why we chose Blog Talk Radio as our platform versus going with a traditional radio format, because we wanted to make sure that all of our shows are archived. I don't know what show number we're on, but I'm pretty sure we're over 270 shows. So we've got 270 opportunities for you to find a show that works for you and fits your situation. So that's really our goal here, folks. Like I said, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the owner of End Consulting. This was my brainchild out of sheer frustration after dealing with consumers for so many years without consumers understanding and knowing their consumer rights and not having an opportunity to achieve the results they were seeking, you are seeking because of not knowing your rights and not knowing how to assert your rights. So rather than draw everybody to us as a business and make you pay for this advice, we felt it was more ethical and honest and showed that we have a passion for what we do and we have values in giving you the pathway for success and letting you choose whether you do it on your own or you contact us and let us take it from where you left off, or maybe start from the beginning. It depends. So we realize that many of you work long hours. It's difficult to tackle your job and all of the mortgage woes or issues that you have sometimes. Some people just don't want to do it, even if you have the time to do it. They just don't want to learn all the ins and outs of knowing your rights and asserting them. So we understand that there are many types of consumers out there, but we wanted to provide the information to you nonetheless via the dailycomplaint.com or through our daily complaint show every weekday. So that's why we do what we do, folks. We do it so that you, as a consumer, have an opportunity to get educated. I promise you the best part of all of this, and I try to explain this on every show, is that even if you hate my nasal voice today because I'm suffering some allergies, I'm going to provide you with information that will be fruitful for you, that will benefit you for the rest of your life. Okay, as long as none of these laws go away, and I don't believe that any of these agencies or laws, some of the agencies might go away at some point, but for the most part, we're going to talk about the Federal Trade Commission. That's never going anywhere. We're going to talk about the Fair Credit Reporting Act. That's never going anywhere. It's been in place for a long, long time now. And so reality is that most of this is going to affect you at some point in time in your life if it already hasn't. So what I like to say is you're going to learn. You're going to get educated by listening to a half hour of the Daily Complaint. In fact, most of the information I try and give you up front in the first 10 minutes, that way if like I can't stand my nasal voice today. If you can't stand my nasal voice today because I have severe allergies, then you can cut and run without having to listen to another second of my nasal voice. But before you do that, I want to make sure that I provide you with the information that you need in order to address at least the issue that we're tackling today. Okay? So just to recap a few things. One, as I said, my name is Dana Schaffman. Two, you're listening to the Daily Complaint. Three, you can visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. When you get to thedailycomplaint.com, folks, on the top right under the ad, you're going to see little circles. There are two blue circles and one black circle. The two blue represent our Facebook and our Twitter feeds. Feel free to go there and contact us or read or digest the information that we post there every day. The black circle is for our actual end consulting website. There's a contact us page on our end consulting website, folks. You can actually contact us through there. You don't have to send us an email from your email account. So I guess what I'm trying to say is once you get to the Daily Complaint, any of those circles provide you with contact opportunities for us. You can contact us through thedailycomplaint.com and my personal signature. Again, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of N Consulting. Is at the bottom of every single complaint and show that we do. Okay? So reality is, you should never, ever suffer in silence. You should always have an opportunity to remove that dark cloud that plagues you. You should always be available. Well, excuse me, you should always know what available options you have as a consumer, and you should know what rights you have and what pathways you can choose to assert those rights. I promise you, by asserting your rights, you'd be amazed at the results that you can get versus just asking for what you're seeking. And we're going to show you that today in today's complaint. So today's complaint is about Ocwen, okay? We're going to look at a couple websites in the complaint. And here's where I'm telling you know, we're about 10 plus minutes in. I'm going to give you a couple websites. If you want to leave me and just go to the websites and learn for yourself because you can't stand my nasal voice today, I understand that. I give you permission to do that even though you don't need it. Okay? So we're going to visit the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's website or the CFPB's website. Their website is consumerfinance.gov. We're going to read about credit reporting because that's what we're going to talk about today. So we're on the page, is your credit report wrong? How to find out? So on and so forth. We're going to visit the Federal Trade Commission's website or the FTC's website. Okay? We're going to there talk about disputing errors on your credit report. Okay? And then we're going to again look at the consumer credit and loan section of the FTC's website. And through there, we're going to talk about the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Okay? So that way, because we're going to focus on credit reporting today and we're going to focus on Ocwen specifically in a situation that occurred, that's where we're going to start. However, what I do want to tell you is that consumerfinance.gov or the CFPB covers credit reporting, mortgage loans, auto loans, payday loans, credit cards, financial services of every kind. So reality is that you should be able to get the information that you're seeking straight from the CFPB's website, which is consumerfinance.gov. Okay? So, like I said, I've already given you extremely valuable information with regard to where you can go. So if you want to cut and run, I'm okay with that. We're going to take a look at a complaint that came or that was posted, excuse me, July of 2015. So it's a pretty recent complaint. I apologize. Technology is being a bit finicky this morning. So we're waiting for the complaint to load so that we can read it to you. It comes to us from a woman by the name of Mary Ziegler. She posted the complaint July 24th, 2015. So we're pretty current. We're within 2 weeks from that, right? Just about, give or take. Yeah, we're within 2 weeks of that. And her complaint, like I said, is against Ocwen, and it's about credit reporting. So many of you are going to experience something false on your credit report, and this show is going to help you understand how to fix it. Okay? So, like I said, looks like the computer's being a little finicky today. So we're going to wait for our complaint from Mary to reload. In the meantime, I'm going to just give you those websites again. Consumerfinance.gov is the CFPB's website. Okay. FTC.gov is the Federal Trade Commission's website. And both have opportunities for you to both get educated and submit complaints. Okay. So, like I said, we're a bit slow on the uptake today with technology. For some reason, it's having some issues. So I can't see the complaint that we're reading, but it looks like it is reloading as we speak. Let's hope that that is indeed the case. Okay. Yep. Here it is. Okay. Excellent. Here we go. It is a live show, folks. Let me remind you of that. When we do normally air live weekdays, that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8:30 a.m. West Coast, 11:30 a.m. East Coast. Today, we're an hour behind. So we're 9:30 a.m. West Coast, 12:30 a.m. or 12:30 p.m., excuse me, East Coast. We're just testing out some different time frames. So Mary's complaint goes like this. In April 2006, we took out money on our home. Okay? So generally, when you take out money on your home, you're either doing a refinance with a cash out, or you might be taking a home equity line of credit. Okay? I'm going to assume they took a home equity line of credit because I would presume she would say we refinanced if she did that. In June, I lost my job and we were forced to file Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which was finalized in November 2007. Okay, so it looks like most of this occurred in 2006, 2007. Ditech, who must have been the previous lender, sold the equity or the home equity line of credit to Ocwen. Okay, seems like a pretty normal thing to occur. Mary goes on to state, we reaffirmed the money borrowed in order to not lose our home. Okay, so by reaffirming the money, they just basically said that they didn't want to discharge the loan and risk losing the home. Again, this is about bankruptcy. I can't advise you on bankruptcy. I'm not an attorney. I'm not interested in being one. But this is pretty normal, commonplace practices for a consumer to understand if you file a bankruptcy. We were never late with our payments, she states. In May 2014, Ocwen discharged the monies owed, which turned everything to zero. Okay, so it looks like they just gave up the loan, and that was the end of that. Okay, I just recently find this out after trying to execute my husband's estate. So obviously, her husband had passed. And in executing the estate, she no longer had this loan. It was somehow discharged from Ocwen, meaning they weren't, at this point, to my understanding, responsible for paying it anymore. I found out my credit report was poor to fair. Why? After May 2014, even though we had continued to make payments, none of the payments were reported to the three main credit agencies. Okay, so maybe she wasn't, it wasn't discharged. I guess that's a confusing part of it. But she's stating that they always continue to make the payments. Okay? None of them were reported to the three main credit agencies. They said that the borrowed equity was never reaffirmed after the 7 years had passed, and the monies were put in a delinquency account, and that they did report to the credit agencies. Okay, so again, a little bit confusing, but the bottom line is Mary paid until she didn't have to pay and reaffirmed the loan, paid on the loan, and none of that was reported and maybe not applied. Mary goes on to state, I said since my husband had died, all I should be able to do was send them the death certificate to them, and I could then renegotiate the monies owed. Okay, so apparently the bankruptcy was discharged, but the loan was still in place. Apparently, she still is paying on the loan. I also asked why my payments were never reported to the credit agency. Well, these people in India, and if you've ever spoken to Ocwen, you do realize that you speak to people in other countries, primarily India, because that's where their main call center, whatnot is, apparently. Okay? So, she goes on to state they referred me to their research department. Also, they informed me that the payment statements would not be sent out till the end of the month and my payment is due the first of the month. Well, that doesn't make sense. I called my lawyer and he said send a payment in with a letter and the account number. Okay. I would advise making a copy of the payment, sending the payment in separately and a letter in separately so that way it goes to the right departments. But okay. My family bank, when I told them my story, said they've never heard of such inaccurate and wrongful banking procedures. They suggested that I call each of the credit agencies and tell them my story about Ocwen. The agencies were very understanding and were surprised that Ocwen never reported my payments or removed the Chapter 7 from my name since more than 7 years had passed. They themselves removed me and told me they would investigate Aquin themselves. At least they spoke English fluently. All Aquin is doing is having me jump through hoops. I'm hoping the credit agencies will get them to straighten up or sell the monies owed to a reputable bank. That's usually not going to happen, just so you know. At least I had some satisfaction. Mary taken for a ride to nowhere. Okay, so I understand it's a bit choppy, but let's recap. Okay, so Mary and her husband were forced to file Chapter 7, but they reaffirmed the home equity line of credit and continue to pay on it. Okay? Aquin never reported the monies. Therefore, Aquin never reported the payments. Therefore, her credit report had been damaged because of the failure to report the payments. And they never reported that the Chapter 7 had been discharged back in November 2007, or more than 7 years ago, which means that it was still current on her credit report. Okay? So, Mary called Aquin to ask why and to determine where her mortgage statements were, her home equity line of credit, her loan statements were, but there seems to be some confusion about them sending them out in a timely manner. Okay? And appears that she really got nowhere with anybody, so she sought assistance from her attorney who advised her to send in a letter with her payments. I would never advise that. I would say send in a copy of your payment, make a copy, send in your payment, pay your mortgage or your home equity line of credit, and send in a qualified written request to Aquin, to their research department or their ombudsman department, and make them answer those questions. Okay, she then called all of the credit reporting agencies. They've advised her that they will clear her of whatever issues are going on, and that they will get back with Aquin to figure out what the problem is. Okay? So all of that's going on at once. All right, so let's take a look at a couple things. All right? First of all, is your credit report wrong? This comes to us from consumerfinance.gov. We already talked about this a little bit. That's the CFPB's website. This is what it states. The Federal Trade Commission this week released its latest findings in a 10-year study of the accuracy of credit reports. This was actually pulled in 2013, so 2 years ago. This report is another reminder of how important it is to review your credit report for inaccuracies. You can check your three credit reports for free once every 12 months at annualcreditreport.com. Dispute any errors and contact the company that reported the incorrect information to correct it. For example, if your credit report says that you are 30 days behind on a payment to bank XYZ, but you're not actually behind, dispute the error with the credit bureau and also by contacting bank XYZ directly. If that doesn't work, file a complaint with us, okay? When they say file a complaint with us, we're at consumerfinance.gov. You can file it through them. You can also file a complaint through the FTC, and you can write a letter to both your credit reporting agency as well as the debt collector or lender or mortgage servicer or whatever you want to call them, Aquin in this case, and or you can do a joint letter to both of them explaining what the situation is, okay? So, what's in a credit score? The information your credit report is used to make a credit score, which translates this great mass of information into a single number that essentially indicates the expected likelihood of repaying a loan on time, okay? So, what happens if there's a mistake on my credit report? A mistake in your credit report can cost you because it can stop you from getting the best rate you're eligible for anytime you borrow money. If there are mistakes on your credit report that make you look bad, then you could be paying more than you should every month. So we're going to jump over to the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission's website at ftc.gov. By the way, as I said, you can file a complaint at consumerfinance.gov. When you get to consumerfinance.gov, also look into qualified written request or notice of error or request for information, or we like to put everything in one. A notice of error is something you can write to a mortgage servicer like Ocwen, explaining that there was an error in the reporting or the issues that you're addressing, and asking them to respond immediately. We like to do it in a qualified written request and not only request the information but establish the notice of error, because they have to respond, folks, in 5 days to confirm receipt, and they have to provide a response within 30 days, okay? So that's why we choose to do it in those formats. I would never send in a payment with a qualified written request. I would separate the two and attach a copy of the payment. That way your payment doesn't get lost in the shuffle, therefore you're paying a late fee, and vice versa, your QWR doesn't go to the payment department and they throw it in the trash. Okay? So you've got to figure out where the right location is. Like I said, Ocwen has a research department. You can actually email them. You can fax it in. They also have an ombudsman department. You can call and you can email or fax that in as well. So there are multiple ways to get in your complaints, okay, to Ocwen. Now, with regard to the credit reporting agencies, like I said, we're at the Federal Trade Commission's website, or FTC, and they have a section on disputing errors on credit reports. We are going to post both of these up on our Facebook and Twitter pages today, so feel free to visit us at thedailycomplaint.com, click on those blue circles, and you can get there. Disputing errors on credit reports. Your credit report contains information about where you live, how you pay your bills, and whether you've been sued or arrested or have filed for bankruptcy. Some financial advisors and consumer advocates suggest that you review your credit report periodically. Why? Because information it contains affects whether you can get a loan, to make sure the information is accurate, complete, and up to date, and to help guard against identity theft. Okay? We already talked about how to get your free credit report. You can go to annualcreditreport.com, or you can complete a credit request form and mail it to them. Okay? Now, correcting errors. Under the FCRA, Fair Credit Reporting Act, we're going to look at that in 2 seconds. It's going to tell you here. Both the credit reporting company and the information provider, that is the person, company, or organization that provides information about you to a credit reporting company, are responsible for correcting inaccurate or incomplete information in your report. Pretty much the same thing that the FCRA explains, the Fair Credit Reporting Act. To take advantage of your rights under this law, contact the credit reporting company and the information provider. Step one, tell the credit reporting company in writing what information you think is accurate. Use our sample dispute letter. We're at FTC.gov, folks. They have a sample dispute letter. You don't even have to recreate it. Include copies, not originals, of documents that support your position. In addition to providing your complete name and address, your letter should clearly identify each item in your report you dispute, state the facts, and explain why you dispute the information and request that it be removed or corrected. Okay? Step two, tell the information provider, that's the person, company, or organization, in this case, Ocwen, that provides in writing that you dispute an item in your credit report. They have a sample dispute letter for that as well. Again, you don't have to recreate the wheel, folks, okay? Include copies, not original, of your support. If the provider listed an address on your credit report, send your letter to that address. If no address is listed, contact the provider and ask for the correct address to send your letter. Again, you don't have to send it. You can email or fax it in, okay? Technology age, okay? About your file. Your credit file may not reflect all of your credit accounts, although most national department store and all-purpose credit, bank credit and accounts will be included in your file. Not all creditors supply information. When negative information in your report is accurate, only the passage of time can assure its removal. A credit reporting company can report most accurate negative information for 7 years and bankruptcy information for 10 years. So again, you've got to understand, okay? There is no limit on reporting information about criminal convictions, information reported in response to your application for a job that pays more than $75,000 a year, and information reported because you've applied for more than $150,000 worth of credit or life insurance. Okay? So, FTC.gov, ConsumerFinance.gov, Fair Credit Reporting Act, Do it in writing. I promise you, folks, if you take these steps, and we're talking about knowing your rights and asserting your rights with regard to credit reporting, this is how you rectify and achieve the desired results that you are seeking, okay? Calling does nothing other than alerting them that there's an issue. You have to follow up the call with written responses, written information. I promise you, if you take the steps outlined, and like I said, if you go to FTC.gov and type in disputing errors on credit reports or credit reports, you're going to get to this information. Or visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Click on links to Twitter and Facebook. We will post this information by the end of the day today. And you can check this out directly. Okay? So, folks, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for bearing with me through my nasal nose and through our test runs with different times. We're so grateful we have the opportunity to come to you every weekday to discuss your consumer complaints and provide a pathway for you to achieve your desired results. So, folks, know your rights and assert your rights. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. And start asserting your rights. Thank you so much, folks. This is The Daily Complaint. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day.